Zach Scriven.
What's up, man?
What's up? How are ya?
Doing good, dude. Doing good.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm so excited to hear that. I'm looking a little bit washed out here. Sorry about that.
Looking okay. Maybe your lighting is not so good.
Yeah, man. I feel like I need a... What I've got is not a very good camera. That's a big part of it.
The Logitech C920 is really good. And you can get it for like $50.
Wait, hold on a second. Logitech C920.
Or now you're probably looking at C922, or maybe there's even a newer one than that. But your basic Logitech HD camera, you get for $50 or $60 on Amazon.
Okay. Dude, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to go ahead and take a look.
Dude, well, okay, so we got to can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yep, for sure.
Okay. So I don't know why. Okay, I wasn't switching over to me as speaker view. That's so weird. That's so weird.
This strange.
God. Oh, whatever.
You can hear me though. You're good?
Yeah, I think it's working.
Cool.
I don't know why. It's not. Maybe on gallery view.
Like, are you not getting my audio to you? To your recording?
No. It's working. It's just on. You know, there's gallery view where it's like side by side, or there's speaker view.
Totally.
It's not switching to me when I'm on speaker view, and normally it does. But I think on the live stream, it's actually good. So whatever.
Dude,
so you were on the podcast for Automation Month, which was in May, but we filmed that like in February. You were still at Skip List. Now are you still at Seamless.ai?
I am at Seamless.ai, my friend. That's exactly right. Yeah. So my journey, my foray into sales, moved from Skip, so from Rockwell, exploring doing that internally at the company, then into Skip List, and then over into Seamless AI, where I was a customer before I was an employee.
Oh, that's sick. That's sick. So how's that been, man?
It's been really good. It's been really, really good. I have been learning.
Are you up in Columbus?
Yeah, so I am remote in Cleveland, Ohio. So I'm working out of, actually, so my wife and I moved to a new house, which is great, got a lot more space for the girls, and we are pumped about that. The other thing is that the third floor is finished, and that's been huge because I set up an office up here, got a little curtain, a little backdrop, I can shoot video here, I can do whatever. And so I've been able to work remote, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
I never thought I would like it, to be honest. I didn't think I was a remote work kind of person. And it turns out it's really nice to have zero commute, like at all.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the things that's been kind of a common theme across Industry 4.0 is, you know, mobile technologies, wireless technologies, IoT. It's pretty sick.
That's huge. That's really huge. I think it's also very easy to underemphasize how much of a new paradigm that is inside of the context, particularly of any facility that is touched by industrial automation. Because it is still true, even to this day, that there are just huge amounts of industrial facilities, manufacturing facilities, companies even, that have no network on their industrial floor, right? Or very, very few of their machines are connected to some kind of like industrial network or whatever. Like it's really, I mean, even in the US, like we're not even talking about across developing nations or anything like that. And so to start talking, like to have that wireless conversation, even in the context of Industry 4.0, it's amazing because like so many of us are already at like augmented reality and digital twins and like doing, you know, remote maintenance theoretically with some kind of augmented reality or whatever. And many people are like, how do I set up a secure network for some of the machines that I bought like from my OEMs to run these lines at a contract manufacturer or something, you know?
Hmm. Hold on one second. I got to plug my laptop in.
Do it. Do not die. Don't let it die, man.
Oh, you know what?
I'm repping a brand right now.
I also...
Caribou Coffee.
Nice. I also was going to switch over to my phone internet because my internet, home internet, has been doing this really weird thing. It's really amazing. It'll just like stop.
Features.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so like my, I can't, it's weird because it's like my router will say no IP address, and but the modem will say internet fine. So I'm like, what
the worst.
So I just reboot everything, rebring it back up. So I'm not sure if it's like a cable or if maybe the modem's going bad and just not serving the IP address to the router, but.
Yeah, exactly. That could be something. I mean, it could be all sorts of things in that case. One of that's
you think I, you think I'd be able to figure it out of all people, right?
Maybe Zach. Maybe.
Maybe I am a fake influencer and I don't know shit about Industry 4.0, like some of my critics would say on LinkedIn. They're like, dude, you don't really do anything. And I'm like,
no kidding.
You haven't seen some of those comments?
You know, I got to admit that I think if I have seen them, they kind of go in one ear and out the other because like I know, and I've got this very rigid filter of like, I'm not like, I don't need to take time to process incorrect information. You know, like that's just straight up not true.
I did post a video today though that, you know, one of these guys, I connected with him and started DMing him, and he actually pointed something out to me. He was like, you know, I've always known that, you know, within the industry system integration, I'm well known. People know what I'm doing. They know the value that they know I've done it. They know the value I provide with the podcast and doing video for clients and doing industry vlogs. Like they get it. But then it's like this group that's outside of that, that doesn't see that. I don't always do a great job at, I guess, conveying that level of knowledge. Like I just assume, you know, I just kind of let it, I guess, speak for itself, or just, I just assume that people will know that, hey, you know, I didn't just wake up one day and start doing videos about Industry 4.0. Like I've been in it my whole life, you know, and it's something it's something I'm passionate about. So.
Yeah. Literally grown up inside of the industry with your parents, right? Cause at least your mom, right?
Well, and then I guess maybe he influenced me to do this Industry 4.0 themed podcast, but I had kind of been wanting to do it already anyways, because Industry 4.0 road trip is coming up next month. I've got a couple of the sponsors jumping on. And it went crazy. I'm really thankful that so many people have stepped up to support it and like already even paid in full. And so, you know, I have on one hand, the British person is saying like, I don't even know, like you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it. You know, the road trip might be fake, you know, like you might just be fake, you know, making video. He said this, making videos about making videos, right? The other thing that he said though, was that I had, you know, I was doing this 30-day challenge and I've been posting daily videos on my podcast channel, but not always using that same like day one of, you know, on my regular channel. I've been posting a lot of videos there too, but occasionally I did one where it was like, that was the video for that day. And so on my main feed, it may look like I just jumped to day 14 of 30. So he brought up a very good point. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I should probably explain that a little bit better and just communicate with my audience. Cause if he's thinking it and has the balls to say it to me, then maybe other people think it, but case in point, on one hand, people's like, the documentary might be fake, but on the other hand, I have many people that have already paid for it. So how can, you know, those two can't coexist, right? So obviously there's something mismatched there.
At this point, you're going to have to let the results speak for themselves.
Yeah. Now it's on me.
Now it's on you. And actually that's a good pressure to have. I think it's a very, very healthy thing to raise your level of expectations and then to take those expectations and then raise them again. You know, just from a cultural perspective, that is the level of thinking you need in order to build a successful business, a successful like small business all the way up through enterprise. And you know, like
Brandon.
Sure, man. I mean, it's so crazy to be in the middle of this hyper growth of this incredible product market fit that essentially it barely, like, you know, I'm an account executive, so I'm selling it every single day, pitching it to people, but
and
like
using it to help sell it.
Yes. That's it's unbelievable. It's so cool.
It just kind of blows my mind a little bit every time I think about that.
Yeah, like to have built a tool that helps you build a company to sell the tool better, which then you use the tool and then you sell the, you know, sell the tool better. And honestly, that's what you hope for any service, right? And I think just to bring it back to obviously the topic at hand, like that's where I came out of the services business at Rockwell Automation. So I got to see a lot of the thinking around how do we build a successful service? How do we launch it as a product? How do we communicate the value propositions? How do we get partners, system integrators, you know, service providers to get on board and sell the service, whatever it is. It is a challenge, and you have to listen to your customers.
Right. Which in this case, you know, even if he's coming from a negative perspective, I mean, when he said that comment, I'm like, wow, you actually are kind of a big fan of mine. He made a comment too. He's like, I don't just do podcasts and compliment, you know, or he was pointing to someone that did like a What is Industry 4.0 video. He's okay. Like, look, this guy, he just doesn't talk about himself. He doesn't just, you know, compliment someone on their accent, which I had just recently done to Codrina Kurt on the podcast.
Nice.
He's just like, oh, you know, we just start talking on Zoom. Like, oh, you know, by the way, like, I really like your accent. Uh-huh. So he was kind of like, you know, making a stab at me, but also it's like he's a fan too. It's like, well, you impressed me with how much you've been watching my content.
And that is a classic example of where the actions speak louder than words in a lot of ways, right? You get someone who comes on and they care enough to take time out of their day to actually tell you those things, to give you feedback, to listen to your response and then have a conversation about it. That's someone who actually does care, no matter how they're coming off.
Yeah. Even if it's just they do that to make themselves feel a little bit better, I can take the good with the bad, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. And we do that constantly in all sorts of ways across the board. And it's the same thing if you're selling or you're like talking with customers, like reading their behavior is going to tell you so much more than just a conversation over a meeting, you know, across the table from somebody. And actually, that kind of reminds me a little bit of what you're doing with Walker, too, and how much educational content you've produced with him. Because, you know, at the end of the day, what does he want to do? Like, he really wants to grow and scale his business and get the point of view that he's got about essentially what does the modern system integrator look like, the system integrator look like? And he could go 100% all in on sales and that's it. Like hire an outbound team. Like he could just do all, but he's choosing to do education, which is fascinating because what he's got there is a long-term view, right? Not only am I going to continue the selling, right? And I'm going to sell through education, but I'm also going to make fans that may not even be like, they might be loosely affiliated with manufacturing. Right. They might be loosely affiliated with my target customers, but long-term play, delivering value over the long term. And you read his actions and you're like, this is a guy who cares. This is a guy I want to do business with. This is someone who is taking the time to learn their craft and to execute it. And then also on top of that, you know, deliver value like very few other people can.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Working with Walker has been amazing. And, you know, I attribute a lot of the success to the work that I've done with him. You know, we've helped each other grow. And I think that's the key of Zach Scriven Media is like every client that I work with, every podcast I do, we help each other build this network, build it stronger, create relationships, engagement, conversation, exchange value.
Yeah.
And it just kind of builds this network that's bigger and stronger. And
it's Industry
4.0. All right. I'm going to talk to Gary. So, John, you have any final statements?
Oh, no. I think also just thanks for having me on, Zach. It's always great to talk with you. I'm always down to do this whenever I can, whatever you want. And best of luck, man. Like, I know that you're for real, right? Again, your actions speak louder than words. And so best of luck, man. I'm going to be looking forward to the road trip.
This is thanks, man. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to sharing it. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Absolutely. Gary, have fun. Good to meet you briefly, and we'll talk.
All right, nice to meet you.
Cheers.